On March 31, 2007, the law firm of Leonard Street & Dinard presented a discussion on effective interviewing skills at the firm's third annual Focused Insights Conference for Minnesota first-year law students. This event was held at the Depot Conference Center in downtown Minneapolis. The speakers were Carrie Jensen-Thomas and Anne Reinhardt. This is the first of two podcasts drawn from this presentation and will focus on resumes and cover letters. The second podcast will look at the interview process. Now, here are Carrie Jensen-Thomas and Anne Reinhardt, recorded live at the Depot Conference Center in downtown Minneapolis.
What makes a good legal resume? This is what we're going to talk about today. There's lots of different kinds of resumes. All of your career services offices do a great job, and I know they have templates that you can look at. Take them seriously. Look at them. For those of you that may have had work experience before, you probably already have a resume that you're really proud of, and it speaks as to who you are before you came to law school. What I would encourage you to do is to kind of put that aside. We've worked. We've volunteered. We want to tell our whole story. And it's really hard to look at your resume and think, I can't put all of this on there. I want to tell them all about who I am. Well, you'll get to tell people about who you are in the interview. A really good legal resume at your stage in the career is to have a one-page resume that's very clear.
And Anne is perfectly right. The more clear, concise, to the point your resume can be, we glance through pretty quickly looking for certain things, and then we'll go back and look again. So if that first glance it's hard or there are question marks, things maybe aren't adding up, maybe it's a sequence of employment years or I'm not finding, you know, certain pieces of information when you received your law degree or when you received your undergraduate or graduate degree, make sure it's all clear, concise, and consistent in terms of look. If you're bolding certain things, continue it throughout the document. Don't go overboard with bolding, italicizing, bullet points, no clip art. I've seen lots of scales of justice on resumes. I know you're in law school. I know what those are. I don't need to see it on your resume.
Color in terms of paper, and I know a lot of you will submit resumes electronically, but inevitably you will have an interview in which someone says, oh, I can't. Well, you want to have it on nice bond paper. I would say cream or white color. Some of the more dark colors don't photocopy well, and we still do some photocopying. Unless you have a ton of work experience, we're going to look directly at where you're going to law school. We are a large law firm. We have a lot of resumes that come into us. We do look at grades, and that can be a difficult part of this process. We do look at the entire package, including work experience, where you're going to law school, how well you're doing in law school, all these predictors of success. It's not just one piece. But we are looking at how well you have done in law school. Carrie, do you want to talk a little bit about grades and when to leave them on
right,
and when to leave them off? The one thing I would say before Carrie talks about that is always be completely honest about your GPA.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it like it is.
Yeah. And on the large law firm side, most of the recruiters, not only locally but nationally, will need to look at grades to know where you are, both GPA and class rank. So if you can include both, we appreciate you doing that. And as Anne mentioned, don't fabricate, don't round up. Give it, you know, give us the decimal points, two decimal points, or two numbers after the decimal point even. Get it the exact GPA. When we do not see a GPA listed on the resume, the rule of thumb typically is to assume the bottom half of the class. Now, not everybody can be in the top half of the class. That's the way law school works, and that's fine. If you're close to the top half, I would say put your grades on there. If you're not, that's fine to leave it off. It really is. And if there's a, your cover letter is a way to maybe explain, feel free to use that as a way to talk about why you believe the grades are where they are. But leave them on if you're in the top half. And if you, after that point, it's your discretion.
We know that not all of you will come to the interview table with tons of work experience, or your work experience may be from a variety of part-time jobs or volunteer opportunities. We know that. We want that. We understand that. What is key for us in the interview process is how you then translate that into the actual practice of law. And so whatever you've done as a camp counselor, or you went on a safari or whatever, how does that then relate to what you're doing as a lawyer and first as a summer associate? You talked to me about when you were a camp counselor and you had to provide leadership, or tell me about a time where something didn't go right and you had to fix it. So we want to see those things on your resume. Now, obviously, as you start to get more work experience, those first jobs are going to become less and less important, and eventually they will go away. We love people that have work experience because we know you know what it is to come to work and work hard and be a part of a team and get along and produce work product. So thinking about those experiences that then translate into what we're doing. Where we get concerned is when the resume looks exactly like it did when you were wherever you were before, and we think, does this person really want to practice law? Have they thought about it? Or do they still want their old career?
If you do have a wealth of work experience prior to coming to law school, you're not going to be able to get that on one page, and we understand that. It's when it gets into three or four pages that it makes my job really hard as I'm trying to sift through all that information. So work with your career services office, email your resume to one of us for some insight if you'd like, and we can say, you know, this is great, summarize or give us a synopsis of your previous experience, but maybe you don't have to give me all the tasks or accomplishments or things that you did in each of those positions. I've also have seen some individuals summarize sort of a period of time where they will say, you know, 10 years of experience in the following industry, as opposed to each employer and the dates of each employer. So use your, you know, use good professional judgment in terms of what you'd like to convey to the potential employer. Another aspect is to not just think that your resume should be the same for every single employer as well. You should be customizing it. So whether you're applying to Leonard Street and Dinard, you're applying for an MJF clerkship, I mean, you're going to want to make sure that your resume reads to that particular position. So work with that document. Make sure that document is conveying the right amount of interest and experience for the particular position. In terms of areas that you include, I mean, obviously we lead off with education while you're a student, because that's what most employers are looking for, is the information on education, so bring that first. Then you might move into some legal work experience. If you have other work experience, you might have two sections, one for legal, one for other, so sort of related work experience. You'll see a lot of students now add a community involvement section, and we think that's wonderful, and especially at Leonard Street with our very strong and strong commitment to the community and to pro bono, we want to see a level of community involvement. And so include your volunteerism, include the way that you're working with your church or with other organizations or nonprofits. We think that's great. So be careful with your interests.
Make sure whatever you put on your resume, you're willing to talk about in a positive way and want that to reflect who you are in the workplace.
Definitely. Good cover letter, and we'll cover this one quickly, but even looking at the resume, we also consider the cover letter as really the first legal writing sample. And as law firms or any legal employers, you all know that legal writing is an integral part of who you will become as an attorney, and we want to see effective, efficient, and excellent writers. And so your cover letter, as the resume, needs to be free of grammatical errors, typos in the cover letter. This is your way to not just reiterate everything that's on your resume. It's the way for you to highlight and showcase those experiences, the level of, you know, involvement that you've had that will translate directly to the particular position. So showcasing us, what is it about you that makes you the right fit for this particular position? So the first paragraph will talk about what you're writing to apply for and how you heard about the position, and maybe a sentence or so of why you believe you're the best candidate. The second and or third paragraphs might talk about your previous experience and how that relates to why you're qualified for that position. And then the final paragraph will really talk about your interest and enthusiasm and commitment to the position, why you're interested, and maybe a sentence or two in terms of that you'd welcome the opportunity for an interview. Please contact me if you have any questions. And I would say list your number right there. Make it easy for us to find the best way to contact you.
Like your resume, you will have many different cover letters, and really for each new job that you're looking at, you should really take a fresh look at the cover letter, make sure that it's correct. We get resumes for folks saying, I really want to work in your X group, and we don't really practice that type of law. And so right away, you're knocking yourself out. And maybe you wrote that letter for another employer, and you figured, well, they're a large law firm. They probably do that. They're not going to really notice. We do notice. Mm-hmm. Showcase what you can bring, and be it critical reasoning and thinking skills, the ability to write well, the ability to problem solve. All of you bring those things to the table. And picking a few key experiences and then talking about those in the cover letter will go a long way. I would also say that I will be honest that when I get a resume, and there will be folks that will apply to the firm electronically and just attach their resume, I'm much more likely to be interested in a candidate if I am able to read a cover letter, because it shows that you put a little more thought process into it. Mm-hmm. Some of you will go through on-campus interview procedures at your schools where you won't have to do that, and I'm not saying that if we are interviewing at your school and we ask you to submit a resume that you have to write a cover letter, but it doesn't go unnoticed when we also get a letter that says, hey, I applied to see you on campus, but I want you to make sure you see what I really bring to you and why I want to work for your firm. That'll set you apart right
and
away.
And I think also telling us what you know about us, how you know about us. And many of you next fall will mention that you came to this conference, and that's great. And we like to hear that, and we look for that as well. And so we encourage you to do that.